with Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for a City Hall update. Today is no exception, Mayor. It's the last Tuesday of March 2023.
Looking forward to saying goodbye to March, although it hasn't been too bad.
Really hasn't, considering what it could have been.
Absolutely.
So true. How are you this morning?
Doing fine. The spring allergies are starting to kick in.
Yes, I know. I think they're going to be very, very prevalent this year. We didn't have a lot of killing frosts, for sure.
Yeah.
I understand you're headed into the State House today.
I am. Governor Healey's asked me to testify before the legislature on their economic bill, which is tax-cutting measures, but there's a number of pieces in there, including some measures to help with the construction of affordable housing.
Yes, as I read, and correct me if I'm wrong, but communities especially served by the MBTA need to meet certain housing development thresholds as part of a state law. Is that correct?
Yeah, as you may be aware, Joe, there's a great shortage for housing units in Massachusetts, particularly the greater Boston area. And if we don't meet that demand, we're going to start losing our position in the economy. We're a region that relies heavily on intellectual power. We are one of the probably medical capitals of the world. Certainly high tech, life science, biotech, all those areas draw a lot of young talent here, and we need to meet the demand for them to find housing, and we're really behind in that regard.
Is it true that Quincy has to create an additional 10,000 units of housing to meet that?
Well, I'm not so sure that the numbers are totally accurate or attainable, but we have built 6,000 new units over the last 10 years. Some people would be pretty surprised to hear that, of which over 600 affordable. So we are doing our part, I think, and as we should. Most of that activity has been along the spine of the tracks, mm-hmm. which is what this is all about. So we'll continue to do our part without having an adverse effect on our neighborhoods.
Right. I know that the city council is hoping to get a complete review of the city's zoning codes and maps. Do you think that's an appropriate measure to take?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Any time at all. I'm happy to see them taking a look at the zoning. That's one of their roles, really, as a city council, as a body under the charter. So I look forward to working with them on that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you think there need to be changes with regards to density?
I think it depends on the area. I think the categories, we did a complete recodification a number of years ago, which was the first time since the 70s. But there's always room to tweak and change. And I know one of the challenges a couple of years ago was with Councilor McCarthy, you've got these little blocks that are grandfathered in that are, for example, maybe Business B. They're surrounded by Residence A. Mm. And then when that owner wants to cash in, they want to build a dense multi-housing unit, it just doesn't quite fit in a Residence A area. So those are some of the challenges I know that the council's probably got in mind, and we'll take a hard look at the maps.
Sure. Well, seeing as we're talking about the MBTA, and there's a new general manager that the governor announced yesterday, do you have hope that he'll have some success at that role?
I do, absolutely do. I look forward to working with him as a member of the board. So his honeymoon will probably last about an hour. that's a tough role. It's probably the most difficult challenge of state government is the general manager of the T. Mm. Steve Popchak, I thought, did a nice job. He was there for, three or four years, which was probably a record. He'd gone through general managers, it seemed like, every 6 months. And really need to establish some continuity, stability. And there's some work to do to change some of the culture there. So there never seems to be an urgency to anything, and that has to change.
Hmm. For Quincy's part, what do you think needs to be done along the red line?
Well, the continued improvements. As you know, we've been waiting. The construction of the red line cars have been delayed, and some of that's related to the pandemic, some of it's related to labor. But the reality is we thought we'd have those cars running by now. Mm-hmm. We're running some of the oldest cars in the fleet on the T, on the red line. So a lot of the improvements have been made with the switching and the tracks, but we are waiting the red line cars themselves, and that will make a huge difference going mm-hmm. forward.
During Mr. Ng's comments yesterday, he specifically mentioned getting the bus garage in Quincy, the electric bus garage, on track. What, have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, we have updates from time to time. Essentially, when those bids were open, they were way above what the expectations were. So they had to take a close look at it, go back to the drawing board, do some value engineering, and now they've got a plan. I believe Suffolk Construction will be the contractor doing the work. They've made some changes in the design of the building, and obviously the goal was to bring the cost down to something more affordable. So I expect, based on what I'm hearing, I expect later this summer that they'll be back on site. Mm-hmm. That's my hope.
And any update on the Quincy Center station?
Nothing new on the Quincy Center station. Our teams meet, the real estate team with the T, as well as our team, to talk about the rebuilding of that station, as well as, you know, what we're going to do development-wise around the station. Mm-hmm. The station needs to be rebuilt before we can do any development, so that has to move, and I'm hoping the general manager sees the wisdom in that as well, because if the state, on one hand, is pushing TODs, then the T's going to be more helpful, get out of their own way.
Mm-hmm. Mayor, can we talk a little bit about new tentative teachers contract that was agreed to last Friday, actually?
Yes, the teachers will be voting on it, I believe, next Monday, the ratification. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say too much, but I'm pleased that both sides were able to move to come to some terms and get this behind us. It becomes disruptive, and we don't want that. We don't need any disruption in the classroom. We need focus to be on learning and the focus to be on the kids. So I'm grateful for both teams that we could find some middle ground and get this thing done and move on.
What concessions were made on the city side to reach the agreement?
Well, there's so many pieces to this, quite frankly, Joe. Yeah. Obviously, the 3-3 and 3 like other unions, but then there are areas of step increases, longevity issues, the paternity, maternity leave that was on the table. We worked out an arrangement on that. Prep time for teachers, we worked out an arrangement on that. There are a number of pieces on the table from the teachers union from day one. So it takes time to get through those. And I understand the human nature of things wanting more each time. We try to find that middle ground with all our unions. We have a fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayers, and we also want to make sure we're being competitive in positions such as teaching and other areas. I know that we're still behind in a few other areas that we'll hopefully be addressing over the next several months, particularly on the education side with some of the paraprofessionals and our lunch matrons and food service workers. They're behind for sure, so we need to address some of those issues.
Will this new contract require a raising of the so-called spending ceiling?
Well, I'm not sure where that term came from. Mm-hmm. We had we had put money on the table beyond the 3-3-3, and the other side was using the terms of raising the ceiling. Well, I don't want to get into that. It wasn't necessarily a ceiling. You got to start somewhere and you got to end somewhere. So, I'm happy that we've come to terms, and I'm certainly hopeful that the teachers will ratify the agreement we have in place.
Do you think the state mediation helped push it along?
It definitely helped. Yep. I do believe that.
Was there other outside help as well to help get this agreement reached?
No, it was the mediators that did a nice job. It's difficult in a negotiation room when you have, and not being critical, I'm just saying, stating the obvious, but we had, I think 6 or 7 on our negotiating team. They had 11 on their negotiating team, plus another 30 to 40 observers in the room. So it's difficult to get anything done when you have too many people in the room. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone has a priority. So I think that the mediation probably helps de-escalate some of the emotions in the room where both sides are in the room and just state of the facts. So I think it did work out.
Are there any other unions still in negotiations in the city?
I know the Teamsters on the school side, which is the bus drivers, bus monitors, and security guards, also, I don't know if they've begun mediation or about to begin mediation, but they have a little place. There's some separation there. We need to find some middle ground. So there's that one. And I don't know what else is left. I don't think there's much, if anything.
Does this cover the college also, the Quincy College? This cover?
I believe the college is a separate unit, okay. And I believe they had already settled.
Okay, very good. Anything else we should let folks know about today, Mayor?
Not that I can think of. Look forward to the Chamber of Commerce event tonight.
Yep, that's
the annual meeting.
Up at Granite Links, 4:30 to 8:30. And yep. Some award recipients and the first annual Phyllis Godwin Women in Business Award, which was exciting.
It is exciting. She's a great lady.
Indeed. Always good to talk to you, Mayor. Enjoy your trip to the State House.
Thanks, Joe. Hopefully the traffic won't be too bad.
Well, don't take the tea, whatever you do.
No comment.
Talk to you next week.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. This is Mayor Thomas Koch, our weekly City Hall update here on AEM Quincy.